But wait to start the new month. Stuck in the pen. Start the month off with a good Lundish homage. So we're going to go on. We're going to go a bit further in the Gemara. The quick recap what we had. We had a house that I did the Bikkur Summit to. And the Gemara said, the Mishnah said he's about to be concerned about, perhaps, a Chulda came and entered the house with Chomet. Why don't you have to be concerned? Because then there's no end to worry. So it can't be the Chazar with Machaira to do it. So you don't need to be concerned about it. But if you did see it came in, then we do have to be concerned. If you did see it came in, you have to be concerned that the end, that it came in. That's what the Gemara was mandate. Time there, the Rechazina, the Shaka. Because I didn't see. If I did see, oh, then you have to do it. Says the Gemara, by my, why do you have to be a Chayshish? Neima Achlase. We should say, it's at the Chomet. Neima Achlase. We should say at the Chomet. We left off yesterday with the Ora. It's clear from the whole Mishnah that when it comes to the Bikkur Shomet, we're choishes for speaking. We're choishes for topic. More than the normal Gedarim. More than the normal what's expected of us. And even for speaking, even for multiple speaking, we are choishes and the chayim to the Bikkur. Haraya, the Mishnah says, the only reason why you don't need to be choishes for the Achbar, for the Chulda, the only reason why you don't need to be choishes for it, is because, in the Dovah Seif, if not for that, then you would be choishes. Even though it's a Sveika. Sveik, if the Bechal came in. Even if it did come in, and yet the Mishnah says, you would have had to do B'dika. The only reason why you don't do B'dika is because ain't the double thing. So we see that the B'dika Shomet, even for Sofik, were Chayshish. And now what was the Gemara's question?
With Esher Levara, you still say that there could be a fake faker.
Very good, Levara. Very good. And one of the reasons why perhaps we are so machmir by B'dika Shomet, one of the reasons given, is because it's Efshe Levare. It's a topic that you can clarify. Normal topics, I don't know. So what can we do about it? Since you don't know, we have to go Nikola or Lachuma, depending if it's Drabon or Drait. But here, you've got a choice. You can clean out your whole house again and again and again to check, to make sure that there's no Akbar. So someone could say, yeah, there's different Mahalkim, someone to say the reason is because of like Rabbanot says, Efshel Varen. Others say like the reason we said yesterday, the whole like Daniel said, Neil Zegel said that the B'dikas Chomet, the whole idea of B'dikas Chomet was Niskan ala Sofik, was instituted based on a Sofik. And whatever you say, whatever Lomdus you say, whether it's Rabbanot or Daniel, whatever Lomdus you say, we see that we are more Machne for B'dikas Chomet than generally. So now, what did the Gemara say now? The Gemara said, if you see that the animal went in with chomet, if you see it, why do you have to be choishes? Let's say the animal ate the chomet. You don't know the animal ate the chomet. Sofik. We don't have any attain for sveitis. There's no kulas for sveitis. So, if so, then we have still shver. So what's the Gemara's question? Sofik, we're not going to be Mako. So what was the Gemara's question about my name of Lothik? We should be Mako because we should take on an animal essence. If, as we built up the first Mishnah, this Mishnah, to prove that by Chomet, we're so Machmir, by Sveikos, then what was the Gemara's question here about my name of Lothik? We should take on an essence. That's the kasha that we left off yesterday. That you then have homework to think about. So, no doubt, you won't care after the answer, Eddie. That this type of topic we're talking about here, that perhaps animal ethics is not just a, well, 50-50, but is the right. We cannot show the animal ethics. Amai, name our cross, they mean we cannot 100% show that the animal ethics. Why? Why should we be sure about that? Why should we be so sure that animal ethics is the common? Like the Mishnah carries on. Miletznam, I think more carries on. Miletznam, but now Parvan Tam, Pin the Gemara, Miletznam, doesn't say the Mishnah, Madura Yisa'ako, Tameyat. It's the Mishnah. Always, we mentioned briefly last time, that a resident where a goyim are living, we have to assume that they've got buried nefalim there. Like Kama Yishe, Bimodo, Vieheya, Modo Tzavadika. How long do we, from when do we assume that they're buried in the following there? How go you doing? Abba Vishenu Yisho. Even though he doesn't have a wife, you have to be a Chorishus for the following. Okay. Vachol Moko, he stands to the Gemal, Vachol Moko, he Shechuldo, Vachazir, wherever a chuzo and a chazir can go, if they have chuzos in the chazir, anywhere with the chuzo is a chazir, then ain't a bdika. Then it doesn't need a bdika. Then it doesn't need a bdika. Why doesn't it need a bdika? If the chuzo is a chazir there, it doesn't need a bdika. Why? Why don't it need a bdika? Because we take on the chuldos and the chazir, itat the chomet. We take on the itat the chomet. So what do we see? Says the Gemara, the animals eat up things. So just like there, we assume that the animal ate it. So through here, we should assume the animal ate it. That's the kash of the Gemara. Kash of the Gemara is, just like that, we assume animals eat it, so to here we should assume, even if the chametz was brought in, even if the chametz was brought in by an achvo, by a choldo, we should still assume it was eaten up by the animal. That's the case of the Gemara. Now once again here, I have a similar question which we are asking. Once again here, the rule is, the topic tumo, if it's just a yochid, you go, the chumrah is a basic halach and also tumah. Anytime you have a sopik tumah in Rishus HaRabim, you go le kula. Anytime you have a sopik tumah in Rishus HaYochid, you go le chumrah. Learned that from Saita. But the anytime you have a sopik tumah in Rishus HaYochid, then you go le chumrah. And only if it's just a sopik, even if it's a tzvek tzvekah, as many tzvekahs as you can put into it, you go to Chumra. So if so, why Taka? Why the met? If there's a Chazir hanging around these Maduris to Akum, why the met can we rely on the Chazir to have eaten up the Nefel? How can we rely on these Chuldas to have eaten up the Nefel? It's a Sopik. And if it's just a Yochid, Sopik to a Rishus HaYochid, go to Chumra. So why are we Meiko? So what do we see? See, this idea of animals eating is not just a suffix. It's a karavavada. It's a almost certainty that they eat up. And that was the Gemara's kasha to B'dikas Chometz. Gemara's kasha to B'dikas Chometz was that this animal, we know animals, that almost certainty they eat up. So if so, we should be able to be makel for B'dikas Chometz. Even though we know that the animal brought in the chametz into the house, there should be a problem because we should have an almost certainty to be able to say, almost certainty to be able to say the animal ate it up. Just like we are mako with tumah, even though it's a tumah shut the yochid, how can it be mako? So too, we can be mako for b'dikas chametz. Even though generally by b'dikas chametz, was the Takana was even for Sofek, and therefore we can't rely on a spectator. But this is not a spectator. This is Karav Levada. This is Karav Levada. You hear what we've done? We stopped off with a question. We left off yesterday with a question. We had a question. It's Mukhach from the Mishnah. It's Mukhach from the Mishnah that B'tikas Chometz is on a different sphere, different realm. Completely different halachas to the rest of the Torah. B'tikas Chometz even for Sveik or Ramach. So why on earth did the Gemara think that we can rely and say that if a Yecholder brought in food into the house, you can be Mako and say, up. No, B'tikas Chometz can't be Mako for such a thing. So why should there be such a havam in it? Terence is, the Gemara brings a raya for it. And you see by Tumah, exactly the same thing. Tumah also there's a rule that you can't rely on Svek Sveika. And yeah, we rely on Chuldois. Why? Because if Chuldois see food, they eat it. Not Svek Sveika, it's Kamatavadai. Because by Zikas Chometz, it's the same thing. If you see a cholder taking food into a house, you can be sure, 90% sure, whatever the numbers are, that the animal ate. Why do we say after the bedika, you should be 90% sure that the animal ate it already? But now in our chosay, we can be able to say the animal ate it. Yeah. Bernard, you must him.
100%.
Good thought, no?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. So what's the answer? What's the difference? Why by Mazurah, why by Nefel, are we more Mako than by B'tikas Chometz? Omer Zeh, Loikash, Ove Boto, Ove Lechem. There's a difference. With meat, it's true. There's an almost certainty that the animal ate up that meat. But by bread, there isn't. By bread, there's no such rule or no such material that the animals will almost certainly eat up the bread, and therefore you'll be left with bread, and therefore you have to do B'tikas Chometz. After B'tikas Chometz. Very good. Okay, that's the answer which the Gemara gave. There was a saying. So there's no comparison between the two halachas. Fantastic. Let's see some Rashi. We left off a couple of Rashis yesterday we didn't do. Let's do V'chol Mokoyim. Sheikh Khazir V'chuldo. V'cholim Mahalik. It is, whatever, slightly above halfway down the page. V'chol Mokoyim. Sheikh Khazir V'chuldo V'cholim Mahalik. Any place where Chazir or Chulda can go, Ein Tzricha Medika. Why? Shemushlach Sham, if there is a Nefel thrown there, Chatzetu V'achlu, they will dig it out and eat it. So what's the answer? Says the Gemara, ha. Says Rashi, ha. The oil is Torah Mari. That's referring to meat. Hilka. Vadai achlu. Therefore it's a vadai, the lemishtaya. Vadai, it's not a sofik, it's not a slight sofik. It's a vadai achlu, the lemishtaya. There's no even sofik anymore. You want to know why we're made of by an ohalay with the farim, if there's an akhba there, if there's a chulda there, because there's no sofik anymore. Since they're there, they will certainly eat up the meat. Hashenkein in Algemar, there's no certainty. If you're left with crumbs, if you're left with bread, and therefore, there is a problem of Baliraya, a problem of B'dikas Chometz, and you have to do B'dikas Chometz. That's the Teretz which Rav Zeira gives. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava. What's the comparison at all? Makesha. Why did you ask in the first place this question? Interesting. Normally when the Gemara gives Omer Rava Haimai or something like this, the Gemara means to argue on the last answer. You're telling me an answer, and I'm telling you, no, I disagree with what you said. X, Y, and Z. Yeah? But then this Gemara is not like that. In this Gemara, Omar Rava Haimai is going back and saying, I disagree on your whole question. Your whole question I disagree on. What was your question again? What was the question? Why is it that by Bidikas Chometz, we at Machne, and by Maduris Akko, we're Mikkel, I might Bishleim HaHocham, in the case of Maduris Akum, we don't know Eima Have, Eima Le'ava. We don't know, maybe there wasn't a child there at all. May Eima Have, maybe there was an Ethel. Eima Le'ava, maybe there wasn't an Ethel. Ve'im Tim Seleima Have, and even if you say there was, Eima Ochote, maybe, yes, it's up. You have what's called a Sveika. Maybe he, there was an Ethel there, maybe not. That's one topic. Even on a side there was an Ethel, then maybe it got eaten up, which is another topic. Avon Hocho, but here, by Dikas Chometz, the Vadai, there's certainly Chometz here, it's a Vadai, there's certainly Chometz here, the Chazina, the Shokel, because we saw that the animal actually took it. Miyema the Ochlose, this suffix of maybe he ate it, have a suffix for Vadai. It's a suffix against the Vadai. Vein suffix, Moisi, Midei Vadai. And a suffix can't be Moisi, Midei Vadai. How can you compare the two? What were you asking in the first place, says Rob? What are you asking in the first place? In the case of the Midrash Akum, you're right, it's very, very, very shkia for animals to eat. It's true. But in the case of the Midrash Akum, the case of the Mishnah Arayis, there's an added dimension, there's an additional point, besides the fact that it's very shkia for animals to eat it. There's an additional point. The Bechlaudi, you don't know if there was a Nephil there. You don't know if any Nephil was there to begin with. If you put that all together, you're left with such high odds that the animal, that there's no Nephil there. That's why we can be makel in odds. Now, she'enkein, in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, where we're talking about where we saw that the Achbar took the food in, we saw it took it in, so we don't have that topic. So you're only left with one topic. Did the animal eat it? And it might be very high chances that animal ate it. But at the end of the day, you only have that one topic, did the animal eat it? And that's not enough. It's not enough for Bdikas Chometz. For Bdikas Chometz where the Torah required us to do be a Vadai, and it was Iskam, even on a topic. So it's not good enough to have even a Roy that's not enough. I need to know for sure. And therefore, since I know Chometz came in, I can't be makel and say, oh well, I'll take on the animal as it. In Suffolk, moitzi midei vada. A Suffolk can't be moitzi midei vada. I have to know what this Suffolk moitzi midei vada is. In Suffolk, moitzi midei vada. Suffolk, the word Suffolk is a very generic term. Suffolk could mean a 50-50 cent. 50-50 topic. But that can't be him. In our Gemara, it doesn't mean a 50-50. Like we've already explained, in our Gemara, we need a roiv at least. Right? It's just the yachid, you can't rely on a topic. Even sexes, you can't rely. You need to come on to something like a rave. So this topic means, doesn't mean the normal topic. It means a rave. It means a rave. And we're saying that a rave might help when it's coupled together with another topic, but not in our case where it's not together with another topic. There's no double wary topic here going on.
Question, does this principle apply across you know, across the board, or is it unique because we're dealing also with chametz, which also we talked about earlier, giving us this particular, you know, there's a little bit more of a chumrah towards it in that realm anyhow.
Good point. Ein Sof and Leitzim Nevadai is across the board. Okay. So the exact parameters we need to know. If it's talking about a drabbonon, a mitzvah drabbonon, then Sofik is Leitzim Nevadai. We know the Klal is, if it's a mitzvah drabbonon, Sofik drabbonon Nekula. If it's a mitzvah drabbonon, they're not. So what are we talking about now, Gemara?
It's a Rabbanon.
Well, we'll see about it. Pashtas. We start off saying it's Rabbana, we'll see when we get to Russian places, perhaps it's Dereisa. But even if it is, we're not talking about the normal Sophicim. We're talking about here a special Sophic, which is really a right. And we're saying even that doesn't help. Right? Why? Because Rabbanon is, in our case, the biggest promise, you need to have Kamatavada. It's not good enough to have even a slightest of it. So to answer your question, in something like to me, they validate the principle all over. With exact parameters in their lockers, that varies, depending where.
Okay.
Talking about the rights, in general, the rule is a 50-50 can't be like to me, they stop it. A road might. And by bigger summit, not even a road. Even a road won't be able to be like to me, they stop it. Even a road won't be able to be like to me, they stop it. Midei Vada, even a rogue can't take away Midei Vada.
Thank you.
Okay, one thing, Rashi. Hi, Mike. Let's see Rashi. Does you want to read Rashi? Hi, Mike.
Okay,
well. Lomar,
my Mushia, what's the question? What's the difficulty? Why do you need to ask the question?
What was the question in the first place, Ken?
Inami all having Mishael the Bifra Leitan and Nechash. To say that with regards to meat, that he needs all of the meat, you don't have to be concerned for?
Inami, even if he was eating a filu name, really. Allah's not known as a filu name. A filu name, even if you say, Ocha the Mishael the Bifra, that's normal to leave over the bottom.
We don't have to be concerned. And therefore we're able to say that if that was the case, then it certainly must have eaten by now. Even though the tzad there was, the weasel certainly ate it already. The suffix achila echolo tienu yede suffix hashlacha. The suffix of whether or not did it eat it, did it not eat it, can take us out of the topic that we had, whether or not it was a miscarriage. But here with regards to actual chametz, the kashya that you have a question about, heicha v'chazinan digzara, here we saw that the weasel was carrying it around. Namu neva chazei, but I have it. Here we certainly have a vadai that,
the last part of the bit that goes on is, the kasha lot that your question was, what was the question that you had? Here is the chazin on the girl.
That's where we
saw it. Nami, Neymar, Klosse. We should be able to say that they ate it. Right, Vadayama, we have a Vaday boy in Chomet. Hechatitu, you should be able to say, they have it. Me, even though I'll say, I'm a Sophic view. Me, even though I'll say, the Sophic view. And yet, the Vaday Chomet, they account. Wenn so begehrte, möchte ich dabei für sie, mit der ich gerade einstifte. Right? Und wenn er sagt, Rashi, dann sehen wir, was die Gemahle Question was, dann bist du immer bei, bei Maduris Akum, even if we're going to assume, the method could be, we'll assume that you eat that meat, you leave it over. And the method could be a shash or an FL. The method could be such a shash. It doesn't matter because coupled with that, you have another suffix. And maybe it is. It never came there in the first place. My same came by Chomit. By Vade Chomit. Who says you can be make of a shlach? Sure, yeah.
Well, and if it was a couple who moved into this, you know, a goyish couple, and she moved in there pregnant already. She's already pregnant, so you know that she had, and then you wait her time, and there's no little kid, you know, crawling around or crying or anything like that, then you know that she must have had a miscarriage at some point.
Yeah. The
so that takes away the suffix of whether or not she ever even
that would
had
be the case, because that would be the case, you're right. But I might, like Misha said, and all those, even if a chlal doesn't know that there's a woman, he does not get married.
Right.
Chesh is your boy and a wife without you knowing, a woman without you knowing. So Mela, you'd be right, maybe in a case where I know for sure that there was an FL, then I'd have to be more concerned. But the
maybe not, though, right. Because you still have the meat versus the bread.
But that we haven't said the chiluk. Robert's saying, don't need to come on to that.
Uh-huh.
Robert's saying, don't hold to the question in the first place.
Is there, what does no beeper if there's bones? And does bones also transmit tuma?
Yeah, Tosis talks about it.
Yeah.
Tosis
so
says that it can be done.
What about the Rashi?
Right.
What is bothering Rashi?
I'm bothering. Oh, Yossi's asking, why does it start with Kiloima? Why does Rashi start off with Kiloima?
Mm-hmm.
The general rule is Kiloima means there's some things taken out of context. Kiloima means it's out of context. Normally, this means, these words mean X, here not. That's like we explained. Hai mai normally means, I'm arguing with the last point you said. You're telling me this, and don't disagree with you. I'm asking on what you said. You're saying this, I'm arguing on you. How can you say that, Bechlar? It just doesn't start with us. It's not true here. Here, the hai mai is going back on the question. I could agree with you, Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir says it might be true. I don't agree with the whole basis for the question. You're asking a question that what's the difference between Maduris Akum and Bdikas Chometz? There's a clear difference. But Bdikas Chometz, he brought in Chometz. We know there was Chometz there. But saying in Akum, you don't know Bechlal, there was an FL there.
Maybe he's not happy with Rosh Hashanah's answer. Maybe he is arguing on that. And he said, I don't need your answer. I don't need this.
I don't need it. I'm not arguing what you're saying. It could be what you're saying.
Tell me that. He wants to tell me this.
Right. I'm not arguing on what you said. It could be what you're saying is true. I don't have a trust on what you said. I'm just saying I don't think there's a basis for the whole question in the first place. For me, it's not needed what you say. You're telling me that there is that an animal would need to eat up completely. I think even if you wouldn't eat up, I wouldn't have a cash either. I'm not arguing with you. It could be you're right. It could be that meat is something which is eaten up completely and there won't be anything left. And I've got no question on what you're saying. I'm just saying that there was no basis for the question to begin with. That's what the high...
Who posed the question? The Gemara posed the question.
The Gemara posed the question, yeah?
How can you say that to the Gemara?
I know.
Is that normal to say that? High.
Somewhere I'm talking, yeah, so... It's not normal.
I know.
And that's what the kalema is.
Why can't we just say he's only referring to Rabbi Zeir?
Because I don't have a counsel on Rabbi Zeir.
Maybe he does.
What's the question on Rabbi Zeir?
Because you don't even think this.
You don't need to. You don't need to mean what you're saying is wrong.
He's saying, I wouldn't expect, like Rob said to me, I wouldn't expect a better answer from you.
What would be the better
answer? The better answer is that here we have a suffix and then a vada. And you're playing games to me about whether or not who that she says more than she says. More quickly than this. Well, that's like a childish answer versus answering it. I would expect a politic answer, like a legal. This is the answer.
Oh.
The answer is this, not your Huda exists versus this more quickly.
There's one thing which is called an answer, and there's one thing saying that the question never begins. If Zaya was answering the question, you've got the question that you've got a theory between this, and you need to resolve it. I'll answer it. I'll tell you the difference between meat and bread. That's an answer to a question. Rava's answer is saying the question was a mistake. The question was simply a mistake. You're asking a seer, but there's no seer. In the case of here, in the case of Adurzak, you don't know, and he never came in. So there was a mistake in the whole place to begin with. There's not a question on Rabdiya. That's a question on whoever asked it. If they is accepting the question and saying an answer. Rava's saying, hi, my. The whole question doesn't stop. So you're right, Rav Yossi's right to be Medaitis Rashi. That's what the Kalaim is. And that's why I pointed out that the Haimai is a different type of Haimai to use.
And what's the other
food
afterwards?
Afilu Neina, even if you would say. Right? Even if you would say that it's normal for meat, for it to leave over meat, even if you would say that, which was what the basic assumption was at the beginning, even if you would say it, I wouldn't have that discussion. I've got sex taken. That was the Gemara's Haimai. That's the Gemara's Haimai.
But what about the Mishnah?
What's the Mishnah?
I mean, the Mishnah says in all this that you have to be Choshesh for Akum. So she's saying that there's no question. There is a question. The Mishnah introduces the Sopik. The Mishnah introduces the Sopik to us the same as the Chulder would introduce the Sopik to us. Right? The striking a piece. They're saying that Akum leave babies. So he's saying yes, but here we have another suffix we can add to it. So it seems like it's more going against Rav Zera than saying that there's no question to begin with.
The Mishnah's talking about there's only one suffix.
Right.
There's no hold of it. If there's no hold, there's only one suffix. Of course you have to be chayshus. What Rav is saying in the case of the Mishnah with the hold, no, is a double suffix. If it's a double suffix, there's no reason to be machmir bechlam. Right?
There's a double suffix, and he's saying, so that goes against Rav Zera, who's saying because one's meat and one's bread. So that means he's only going against Rav Zera, he's not going against the whole thing.
Why is he saying that? He's disagreeing with the question of the Gemara. The Gemara asks as if I've got a contradiction between the Mishnah of Aloy and the Halacha, which we told you, if you see a cholder bringing in bread. You know that they're equivalent, and we have to come up with some answer distinguishing between bread and meat. That's what we have to come up with. If there's rubber, there's no comparison. It's like a different field game. Paul, whatever you call it. Different field for the game.
Yeah.
Because it's talking about two stakers, it's talking about one topic. Right? By two stakers, in a chanami, there we can be maker. By two stakers, we can be maker. Bye-bye. Here, when you see chametz came in, then you can't be made.
Isn't that rejecting Rav Zera? That's rejecting Rav Zera's teretz.
It's not saying Rav Zera is wrong. It's just saying Rav Zera is unnecessary.
Correct.
Right. So
but I thought you were saying that he was objecting to the entire question to begin with. As opposed to objecting to Rabbi Zera's answer as being unnecessary.
If you want to oppose Rabbi Zera, it means what Rabbi Zera is saying is wrong.
Not wrong, unnecessary.
If you say unnecessary, it means that the question was wrong. The question was wrong, and therefore your answer is not necessary. Because the whole question didn't start. So he's opposing the question, saying the question was a false question. You answered right according to the question, but the question was wrong. The question assumed that they're the same, and therefore if they had to say an answer. I'm telling you, the question was wrong. It was based on a false assumption. They're not the same. They're completely different levels. The case of the Nefel, they're both Vadai, it's a double suffix, and that's why we're Mekel. The case of Chametz is a one suffix, and that's why you have to be Machmet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you for Shabbos to think about. We'll keep on a little bit more, but for Shabbos to think about, I don't know an answer myself properly yet. But the Gemara is saying that if it would be a Sfek Tzeka, then we can be Mekum. And that's Shabbos, when Adur is Akum, since there was a Sfek Tzeka, we can be Mako. First of all, who says it came in, even if it came in the animal essence. Masinki by Chomet, I saw that he brought it in, and that's why I can't be Mako. But what would be by Chomet if you didn't see he brought it in? You didn't see he brought in. Can he be Mako by Chomet?
You didn't see
he brought in. He didn't see he brought in Chomet.
Yeah.
Didn't see
that's what the Mishnah says. Ain't Choshe Shins.
The Mishnah says you don't have to be Choshe. But why don't you have to be Choshe? Why don't you have to be Choshe?
Because
Ain't Adava Seif. The Mishnah says, you know why you don't have to be Choshe? Only because Ain't Adava Seif. That means it can't be the Chazal would be Mechaeva to worry about this. Because then you would never end finish Bedikas Chametz. Because you'd always have to be worried. It can't be that you'd have to, can't be that Chazal and Machayev have to worry for that Chashash as well. I mean, really, you would have had to be worried about it. But since Ein Adav Asayif, Chazal said, okay, we're going to let you off that. We're going to let you off. It can't be Chazal are going to be Chayev to be Chashash for it. But why should you be Chashash for it? You see with Chomet, you see with Maduris Akum, that we're not Choshes for it. Maduris Akum, in a case where you didn't see had a Nepal, and there's a Chulda there, we take on as Vaday no Nepal there. So why by Bedikas Chomet do I need to come on to now Ein Adav Asayif?
Well, we said why yesterday.
Same thing. And since it's a double topic, and it's talking about Chulda, and a Chulda definitely would eat it up. We should zecher be able to be mekel.
But we said that yesterday, that even if the rules say you should be mekel, but since they were misakin and medika, maybe they were more machmer.
Right, but that we spoke out today, that by Mandur's Akum, it's the same idea. Mandur's Akum, the normal rule is, Sofik Tum and Rishon Tziyachid, you go lechuma. Sofik Tum, you go lechuma. Sofik Tum. And yet we're mekel by this Sfek Seikin. Even though normally Sfek Seikin, you go lechuma. But yeah, we'll make all this sex taker. Why? Because it's very likely the animal ate. So once you tell me that, then we have the same thing in Rosh Hashanah in by Chomet. It's also, you're right, that we should go to Chomet by Seikah, just like by Tumah. But yeah, by Tumah we don't. We say it's like a Vada, it's here as well. But if you have a Sofek, if you brought in Chomet in the house, and it could be Etit, it should be Vada in Mutsu. To be Vadai okay. Oh, because in Cain, I don't need an in Cain. I don't need an in Cain. I don't need you to explain to me why it should be Mutter. It's Mutter because there's a double suffix, and therefore we should be able to be Mato. That's a difficulty which I have on the Gemara at this stage. It's a very big difficulty. Yes, I'm going to say it again.
Sorry.
No problem. The council asking is, I think, the Gemara has got a council from Maduris Akum. And by Maduris Akum, we see we're Mekel. We take on the Chulda Etet, at the Nefer. How can you be Mekel? And it is, because the sex taken. Maybe there's no Nefer in the first place, maybe the animal Etet. Even though it's sex taken, by Tumah, you can't be Mekel normally. It's a really good, strong case to be Mekel. It's very usual for animals to eat it, and you don't have Chalos, and there's a Tumah there, put the two together, it's like super duper, definitely okay. That's what, by Tumah, we see. By Tumah, we see. And therefore, the Gemara said, you can't compare it to the case of the Akba brought in Chomet. In the case of the Akba brought in Chomet, you know there is Chomet there. So therefore it's a completely different level. And that's why you have to be Chashash. Just to rely on the Achba is not enough. You need another Sofek that maybe there wasn't Chomet there. That means, if I would have a case that there would be another Sofek, then maybe there's no Chomet there. That means I didn't see the Achba brought in. Another Sofek, not a double Sofek. Going to Rava, it's exactly like Oily. I don't need your answer. It's exactly the same. It's exactly like Arlik. That in a case when it's a double topic, I should be able to be Mekel. Right? But the Mishnah, when he says the halacha about Ein Choshesh, The Mishnah doesn't say in the Chayshim because it's double topic it can be made to. The Mishnah says it must be, it's okay because ain't the double space. Because otherwise, if you'd be worried about it, then you'd never finish with your summit. Chazal couldn't have been mechayev us for that. I'd have to come on to that. Why is it not just a simple answer? If you don't have to be chayshish, just like by all of you didn't have to be chayshish for it. You don't have to be chayshish because you've got a svek sveka, such a svek sveka you can be maker. A svek sveka of what topic? I don't know.
No, but we were talking about chazin and the shekel.
So we've got double topic, of the spitz double topic. It helps even for tumor. Even tumor, which was the yachad re'machmi, svek sveka le tumor. Even tumor it helps. The puzzle would help if he gets from it as well.
No, the Gemara says we're talking about a case where you did see the, a dragon. It says the first line of the Gemara, we're talking about a case where you saw a dragon, so there's only one topic if it ate it. We're not talking about where you didn't see it.
What about in the Mishnah where you didn't see it? I'm asking from the Mishnah where you didn't see it. The Mishnah says, Ein Choshashem, means you didn't see it. The Gemara says it's about when you did see it. But the Mishnah spoke about when you didn't see it. When you didn't see it, then what's the shashbacha? Why do I need to come on to Eina Dava Seif? Why do I need to come on to Eina Dava Seif? It should be posher. Take out even by somewhere else.
Can't be the most
anonymous.
Can't be the most convenient.
What? No. No. Far more than. Sex faker means it's something I don't have to think about even. And it obviously means it's something I should think about, but what can I do? Chazal couldn't have been mechayva. It's not the same. In which case?
By the chulda.
So why
not?
Chulda
means the chametz. Even if I don't see it bringing it in. Because I know it's definitely its way in definitely to bring the chametz one time or another. It has to be inside. It always has food. It has to eat dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So definitely there's food there at one point or another. It's not a space space. The question is whether or not it's there right now. Even if I didn't see the whole academy, it is.
So why is the English and Shema Gira Chulda? Right, the Dafri Chayshus, maybe it brought Chometz in. The thing that...
Right now. Right. I just checked that area. Right. I didn't see anything over there.
So there's no Chometz there now.
There's no Chometz there.
No.
So
now I've got six seconds. Did he bring in Chometz? Did he bring... I just checked, there's no Chometz there. Did he bring in Chometz and did he eat it? So I've got six seconds. Exactly the same six seconds.
I think it's not six seconds. Because out of 355 days of the year... So,
I just checked it. It's not there.
Yeah, so the chazak, yeah, I know. But usually it's there.
I checked it. It's not.
But usually it is.
So what?
Oh.
It's not there. But here's the truth. I just checked it. It's not there. There is no comment. There's nothing there. So that's my question for us to think about every Shabbat. It's a little bit, it's troublesome. It's a koishi on the sugya.
If but don't you need some kind of raglaim ledavar to, wouldn't you need some kind of raglaim ledavar even to generate a suffix? If you checked your room and you didn't see an akhbar, why should I assume that there's a suffix akhbar?
Right. So we said because chomet is more chomo, you have to be able to rechosh this with fakers as well. Okay. Could be. But a double topic. He didn't see an akhbar.
Nothing
in Akhbar? No. Maybe I know there's an Akhbar, but Akhbar doesn't have to be the bringing comments. Also by Nepo. It's exactly the same as Nepo. I don't know. So now we'll have to work on our Shabbat, have to get the Shmai a bit. We have to Shem. I saw a very interesting Shaila. There's a story of somebody who was attacked by bandits. That's a sad story, really. He was attacked by bandits, and they were going to kill him. And the ta'ut, I don't know how it happened, they fired and they killed a non-Jewish lady instead of killing him. And therefore he managed to escape. So this guy came to a shul, and he wanted to donate the crown for Sefer Torah. He wanted to donate the Ilu Nishmas, this lady, also across the tape, she saved him. So can he donate? Is anything wrong? Or is any point in donating a crown in an Ishmael, a non-Jewish lady? He had a contemplation. So the Gabbai was now uncomfortable, you know, taking something in Ishmael, some non-Jewish lady, Beit HaGar contemplation. So I saw it, it's in Chashukei Chemet, it's a bit of Zulishtin Svarim. He says, Chavis of Ovid says, if somebody did something to you without intention, somebody benefited you without any intent, you should know it comes from Hashem. It's not that person. It's Hashem looking after you. It's not that person. You don't have to have any hakar tatoi to that person. It's not him. He didn't do it with intention. And this person said, very nice, you're right. But what about this expansion? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to hit the earth, the sand, didn't want to hit the water. Why? Because he was saved through when he was a little child, when they basket there in the water. So he had a cause of faith to the earth, and he had a cause of faith to the water. So you see, even if the earth didn't want to do it, but it did benefit Moshe. Moshe benefited from it. That is a cause of faith. So say as well, you should have a cause of faith for this non-Jewish lady. So what's the mitzvah? You don't have to have a cause of faith. Chavis of Ovid says you don't have to have a cause of faith. Mr. Belial explains, and you're right, there's no mitzvah of a cause of faith, no mitzvah to show that person that you feel that you're thankful, or the earth, or the water. But if you don't show that across the table to the earth and the water, then there's chas v'shalom echshash that you will ingrain yourself with a middah of ingratitude. Although we know it comes from Hashem, but the maisa you benefit from it, and therefore, since Mr. Velyol, there's an Indian of showing and making yourself, working on your middahs, that your middahs shouldn't be makulkal. It's one thing of a mitzvah to do something, another thing to protect your middahs from getting makulkal. So your middahs here, when you got saved by the earth, if you would go ahead and hit the earth, you're doing an act which is so against what Hakar Tzotay would require. So that's how to be makulkal, a middahs of Hakar Tzotay. Makulkal, it would breathe inside you a middah of ingratitude. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit it. Not because there's an Indian of making the earth feel good. It's a dormant item. It doesn't feel anything. It's in order that Chasham, he get a feeling of ingratitude, he felt he couldn't hit the rock, hit the earth. So says this man, same here. I don't want to have Chasham a feeling of ingratitude, and therefore I want to buy these crowns for the David Thoria, on behalf of this lady, in honor of this lady. So, if Yitzhak Zilberstein says it's not the same, he doesn't try and think of why, but he has three different reasons why it's not the same. The basic thing is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go and hit the earth. That's doing an act of ingratitude. That will build bad midas. That's building bad midas. Go and hit something which did something good to you, even though it was without thought. But it might, that's what it did. That's called bad midas, and that's not a good thing. Now, thinking here, if you wouldn't buy those crowns, you're not doing anything. That's one of his reasons. He has three different reasons. Might, he said, if you want to be market toys to this lady, you should teach the lady's children the diamonds as they know. That would be a good illustration of the story that Dabal HaLabakas on this expansion, Mr. Velyon is teaching us. And sometimes I'll teach you, you're not mechuyev to do something. Oh, but just to make sure it's not going to be mechalkal the midas roish. Be careful about that. And therefore, even if Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mechuyev to show akar tzei, but by going ahead and hitting something dormant, which doesn't feel anything, but it's freezing inside him, some type of midas roish, na'adot to Moshe Rabbeinu, which even Moshe Rabbeinu had to be careful about.
Before you hang up.
Yeah.
Got it.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Okay.
becomes Daniel.
Before you hang up, what if it was the Das Kavana? You know, let's say an non-Jewish policeman that stopped a bullet for you, you know, saving you, but then got killed on the way.
Certainly, you know, that goes in peace. Yeah, certainly. It's not like Bichoni, then you're going to chuyiv him. He saved you. Chuyiv to show our cousin peace. The story in that shul that was attacked, Rabbi Reuben Shul. So there was one of the soldiers, an Arab soldier, was killed. So they all went to the Beit HaKfaras, and they all went to, when he was sniffed, and then afterwards, a year later, they had another thing. Avada, Avada is an inner of our cousin peace. Wow. So, yeah.
Can I ask a partial question?
Shabbos, thank you.
I suppose, yeah, fire away.
So, there's a Mishnah that said that the women were giving birth like six at a time, last week's parsha. This week's parsha starts off with the children of the Shvatim, and there don't seem to be enough names. It's like sometimes only two or three for each of the sons.
You're saying that it should be much more if each one gave birth six at a time.
Yeah, unless there were girls born and I didn't name them, I don't know.
So, remember, Solomon, because I have to look at the dates a bit, see when exactly did they start having six at a time. And the matter was, you're talking about Reuben and Shimon. The rest of them aren't mentioned anyway.
Yeah.
Reuben and Shimon. Yeah, because I have to look at that.
Okay, be well. Good Shabbos.
Okay. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, everyone.